Lucius HaMachshava, which means that they were drawn from the letters of thought, va'aliyoson, and their elevation, hu hagbea lemaila yosa, is much higher than the level of thought. Kenizkar al posuk v'samti kadkoid, as mentioned there in that maimer. V'hine hadomen semeh chai, nilkuchu me'osius hadibur, kenizkar li'il, moitzepi Hashem. Now, the mineral, vegetable, and animal is taken from the letters of Hashem's speech, as it says beforehand that they are called that which comes out of the mouth of Hashem. V'lochin, and therefore, kedei lahalis osius hadibur, in order to elevate these letters of speech, sheyorodu lamata, which descended below b'domen tzemeh chai, in the mineral, vegetable, and animal, lahalis l'shorshon, to elevate them to their source, shehu al yidei ha'odom, which is through man, shenilkach me'osius hamachshava, who comes from the letters of thought, shalemaila me'osius hadibur, higher than the letters of speech, v'alkein, and therefore, halazu tluya, their elevation is dependent, al yidei shemitchili yisakin atzmoi, that man should first fix himself, k'maymar, as it says, k'shoit atzmecha, first adorn yourself, acha kach davke k'shoit achedem, and then you can adorn others, for who, which means, shemitchili tisala nafshei, sheshor shemiyosei samachshava, first of all, you need to elevate your own soul, man, which comes from the letters of thought, tis'ala b'mekoyer keyach ha'machshava, and that should be elevated in the source of the power of thought, v'oid hagbe l'mayla, and even higher than that, azay achakar, so that thereafter, tuchel l'hales osias ha'dibur, you can elevate the letters of dibur. So you have man who comes from machshava, his soul comes from the level of thought. The food comes from the level of dibur. So first, you need to elevate the machshava through davening, and then you can eat and elevate the food which comes from dibur. Seif gimel. V'hinei aliyas ha'odom. Now the elevation of man, who alidei ha'tzvila, bebechina hanal, is through davening. Ki b'makoyim shem magmas ha'odom v'cheftzei u'teshukosei, because wherever the goal and the desire of man is, shom nichlal, there is he included, the nidbak, and there is cleaved, atzmusoi umuhusoi bechloloi, his very essence, kanoid as is known. Zeu inyan habrachas, and this is the brachas which we say in Berchas Koyanim, yuvarachacha Hashem. Hainu, which is, liyos ribui halois nitzutzes, that there should be a huge amount of elevation of these sparks, hein koiches nafshiyos hoelikis vahabahamis sheba odom, which are the powers of his godly and animal soul, v'sheba malochim, v'sheba malochim, or sheba ma'acholim u'mashkim, in his food and drink, v'shar atzerochov, and other needs, ha'mischadshois labakorim, which are new every day, v'oilois l'mayla, and they should ascend above, b'chol yom, each day, b'isarusa delatata, with an arousal from below, al yidei hatfila, through davening, b'ribui, with a tremendous amount, v'goidel, and huge, oitzem, hiskashrus, and powerful connection, ha'ava aza, with a passionate love, shabi krishma utfila, when he says Shema and davens. Kihini inin bracha, because the whole concept of a bracha ne'emar al derech moshel is described by way of parable, al hazera hatzemech min atzadeh, like a seed which grows in a field, shenizra hagarin ba'oretz, in which a seed is planted in the ground, ad shenitman v'niskase ba'ofor, and it becomes covered with the earth. Validei habrocha v'hatzlocha, and through the blessing and success, k'shehitzliach, when it's successful, va'asa pri, and it bears fruit, oyla v'tzemeach min ha'aretz, it grows from the ground, b'toisvas meruba alo ikar, producing much more than the principal, v'kach, and so too, hinek siv, it's written, v'zoraiti es beis Yisrael, I have planted the house of Israel, v'zorati ali ba'aretz, I planted them in the earth, sheYisrael heim bebechina zriya, because yidden are like something which has been, a seed which has been planted, dahainu zriyas bechinas alikus, it's like a planting a seed of alikus, k'mo shekasav, as it's written, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael. K'mo shekasav b'makom acher. V'nimshachu lemata b'olam hagashmi, and they are drawn below in the material world. U'mechusim u'meluboshim b'nefesh ha'bahamis, covered, clothed with an animal soul. V'koiches ha'misavim l'dvorim gashmim, with desires of the material. Ukmoi hazriya hatzemuna, just like the seed which is covered umechusa ba'ofer with earth, kedei. But the point is sheyala v'yitzmach, that it should grow, but toisvus with a tremendous addition, ribui koichas hanefesh hachiyunis, and tremendously powerful soul powers, sheyalu gam hema, that they to be elevated, v'yiskalalu, and enveloped, be'echod b'krishma, when the Yid says, echod in Shema. U'kamay marazal, as Chazal say, lo'igolul Yisrael, that the reason why the Yidin went into Golus was, elekadeshi yitosvu aleim gerim, that more proselytes should be added to them, which these are a reference to the Nitzutzei Kedusha, to the sparks of holiness. Or k'meshkasa b'malchum acher, as is written elsewhere. B'lochein, and therefore also alikim es ha'adam ba'aretz. That's why God made man on earth. Lekabel chayes min advarim hagashmiim, to receive energy from the physical world. Kedei, in order sheyiskalalu kol chikas hadom en semerchai, in order that there should be enveloped all the powers of mineral, vegetable, and animal, v'hachayis asher bohem, and the energy which is in them, l'hachiyis nefesh kol chay, which gives life to all living things, v'ruach kol basar, in the spirit of all flesh, b'chayis, and it should be included in the energy of the nefesh, v'ruach ha'odam, of the soul and spirit of man, ha'oyla l'mayla, which becomes elevated, b'krishma utfila, when he says Shema and davens. B'lochein, and therefore, tzarech ha'adam lehispalo b'chol yom. That's why a person needs to daven every day, in order to achieve that elevation on a daily basis. V'hini al bracha zu. Now, on this blessing, shehi meyisodusa delatata, which is an arousal from below, ne'mar v'yishmerecha. So, Yivarechacha Hashem means to draw down this bracha. V'yishmerecha, and he should guard you, shehitzricha shimur min amazikin, that this bracha needs to be guarded from ones, those who wish to damage. Heim hachitzoyin v'sitzer achra, which is a reference to the klippas, sheleyir lohem yinika me'avazu, that they should not derive any nourishment from this love. Dehainu, which means, ma'acha shetiseder avazu b'nefesh ha'odom. Since this love is aroused in the soul of man, lo yispoil ba'atzmoi, liyos machzik tovel atzmoi, a person should not become excited to give himself any credit, Oilias hisparos vegadlus mimeno, or to become aggrandized from it, oishar eza pnia chas v'shalom, or to have any other feeling towards it. Kimi yala behar Hashem, for who can ascend the mountain of the Lord? Nikicha paim uvar levav. It has to be a person who has clean hands and a pure heart. Pirush bar levav. What does it mean, a pure heart? Shehu b'li shum taruv azar chas v'shalom. It means that there's no strange mixture in the heart, God forbid. It's completely pure to Hashem. V'hinei now, al yidei yisarusa de la tata, through this arousal from below, yisarusa de la eila, there will be precipitated an arousal from above. U'kamo shekasev, as it's written, im yosem eilav liboy, that if a person directs his heart to Hashem, v'ruach aisi ruach v'amshich ruach, one spirit will draw the other, liyos, that there should be yoyer Hashem pana v'lacha. In other words, once there's the isarusa de la tata, the arousal from below, of yavarechacha Hashem yishmirecha, then that precipitates from above, that Hashem should shine his face towards you, milamayla lamata, from above. So just like a person desires and looks and requests that there should be a revelation of the light of the Ein Sof, nothing else beside him, lamata, that it should be revealed down here, as it is above, kach yumshach milamayla, so too should there be drawn from above, hamshachas he'oras gilui zeh, a drawing down of this revelation, asher hu mevakesh, which he's requesting. V'zeu yoyer Hashem ponov, and that is the meaning that Hashem should shine his face, bechinas he'oras ponim, a light from his face, he bechinas chachma, which is the level of chachma. K'meshe kosev, as it says, chachmas odom toyer ponov, that the wisdom of man illuminates his face. Dahainu, which means, liyos gilui koyach ma, that there should be a revelation of chochma, which is the letters, koyach, the power and potential of ma, of bittel, ve'enoid milvadei, nothing else being beside him. Ezeu chocham, who is wise, haroyas anoylad, somebody who sees that which is born, meaning haroya bebechinas riya mamish, somebody who can literally see as hanoila, that which is born may ayin from nothing, v'kula kame kala, all the world being as naught before him, ki be isarusa delatata, because through the arousal of below, shma Yisrael, when Ayid says shma, shma loshen havana, which is the idea of understanding, alidei hisbonenus, through contemplation, ve'in adoma shmiel ri'ah, and you can't compare hearing to seeing, he bechinas gilui koyach ma, because that seeing, the ri'ah mamish, is a revelation of koyach ma, haba melamayla, which comes from above, v'gilui zehu b'toira, and that revelation is in Torah. Ki eraisa mechachma nafkas, because Torah goes out from chachma, v'hi chachmasa yizbarach shalamayla, and that is Hashem's wisdom from above, ela shemulubeshes v'gashmias lamata, but it has become clothed in the physical world below, binyoni zroim moyed, in matters of agriculture and festivals, shehi bechinas mayim hayishayodim imokim gavoy lamokim namuch, which is compared to water which cascades from a high to a low place, v'alzeh nemar, about which it says, v'nosati mitar arzachem, that I will give rain in your land. U'kemeshikosav, as it says, ki kasha yered hageshem v'hasheleg min hashamayim, that just like rain and snow comes from heaven, kenia devorai asher yetz mipi, so too will be my word which goes forth from my mouth, shalidei b'chinas mata zeh, which through this rain v'yosafta digonacha, you'll gather your crops. Lias mishkon u'mochin l'shivte yizbarach, that you should be a dwelling for Hashem's residence, legilui oirensof baruchu, a revelation of the oirensof, haba melamayla, which comes from above, liyos echad beechad, to be joined one with the other, v'zehu vichuneka, loshen chein, and this is the meaning of the word vichuneka, which is an expression of chein, v'loshen chania, and also an idea of camp encampment, v'yichan sham Yisrael, as it said, that the Yidden encamped by Har Sinai, Ukmei Chana David, that there should be a dwelling of the Shekhinah amongst them, a dira betachteinim, diras v'hashroas Eiren Sof Baruch Hu Mamash, the dwelling and resting of the Eiren Sof, literally bebechinas gilui lamata, in a revealed way below, k'may lamayla as it is above. V'zeu inin birchas hamazon, and that's the idea of benching. Hamshachas gilui alakus melamayla, which is drawing down alakus from above, al koiches v'chayas, through the power and energy sheneschadish ba'odom, which is renewed in man mehamaychel from the food. V'hein gimul brachas de'iraise v'horavias de'rabonon. And benching is made of three brachas, which are de'iraise, and the fourth bracha, which is de'rabonon. Dalad pa'amim baruch ata, four times saying baruch ata, li'es nimshach b'chines gilui b'nefesh u'ba'olam, so that there should be a revelation in the soul and in the world. Ki'ilu hu l'noicha gazif, it's literally opposite a person. Shalideze, which through that nisbar of a nifrad, there is refined. Mimasha hoya tchila tachas memshalas noiga, that which was originally under the jurisdiction of klipas noiga. V'nichlo b'kdusha, and it's now enveloped in kedusha. Li'a is b'chines kli u'mochein u'mishkan l'hashroes gilu yeren sof baruch u'mamash, to become a vessel and a dwelling for the resting of the Eiren Sof Baruch Hu, literally. Se'if Dalet. Omnam zehu imechol kadeif sevia daika. However, that is if a person eats and they are satiated. Sha'oz lechem levav enesh yisod. For then, bread satiates the heart. Sha'al yidei halechem yichya chaye nafshoi. Because through the bread, the person gives life to his soul. And that energy which is enveloped in his soul, hihi hanichlelas bikdusha, that is which is enveloped in kedusha behisalas hanefesh, when the soul is elevated, behiskalalusa, and enveloped bebechinas gilui Eiren Sof Baruch Hu, within the light of the Eiren Sof, hasheira umiskala bechochma keachma, which rests in chochma, lefisha b'hachayas ahu, because in that chayas yesh ribui kedusha, there's a tremendous amount of kedusha mimoitza pihavaya, from that which goes forth from the mouth of Hashem, shehu mekor hachayim, which is the source of life. Avol, however, im eino oichel kedei sviya, but if a person doesn't eat until they're satiated, shaloi lokcha hanefesh, which results in the soul taking only rak chayas muot, only a small amount of energy, ein koyach b'chayas zeh, there is not enough power in that energy, she'ein boi ela miut kedusha, because it has only a little bit of holiness, lehiskalo, to become enveloped bebechinas chachma, in the level of chachma shem iskala benefesh, which is revealed in the soul. Ule hisparer minoiga, and to be refined from the klipas noiga, ule hikolon, to be enveloped, ule hisached, and become one bikdusha in holiness. Achal ze nemar yisa Hashem ponov. So now we get the flow of the third pasuk. In other words, yoyer Hashem ponov ilachovichu neko, which is the second, talks about when a person has eaten kedei sevia, and everything is working in terms of there's a full elevation, a full inclusion in kedusha, and there's vichuneka, there's the resting of the Shekhinah. However, when a person does not eat kedei sevia, then you have the third pasuk of Yisa Hashem Panav, Pirush, which means Yisa, he will lift up, Yagbia, Lemaila Panav, he'll lift his face up above. He bechinas gilui hashpa. This is a revelation of influence. Shenikras b'shem ponim, which is his face. Ubechinas achiraim he hashpa. Whereas his back is an influence. Shehi behest upon him, which comes from a concealed face. Command the shodi posa kasvei, like somebody throws something behind their back. Dehainu. So what happens is sheyagbia lamaila minish taushulus, that the person is elevated higher than the chain order, בבחינס המגביהי לא שואבס, המשפיל לירויס בשמיים ובאורץ, that he's lifted higher than Hashem's lowering to the heaven and the earth, שמיים ואורץ רוחניס וגשמי שובן לפנו ויסברך, to the level where heaven and earth, material and spiritual, is equal. ועל שני מוימה המשפיל לבשווה, and on both of them it says Hashem lowers himself to them equally. והגבו זו תהיה אילחה. So this יישא Hashem פונוב is אילחה is to you, כלומר, meaning שיומשך אילחה, that there is drawn to you בגילוי in a revealed way ההמשכה והשפעה influence מבחינה from a level של המילה מן השתלשלוס, which transcends the chain order. שהיא בחינס יישא Hashem. That's the idea of יישא Hashem. Shall ye day there, which through that you look to le'echad echad, there will be gathered one by one, kol nitzutze hachayas, all the sparks of energy hamafuzorim, which are scattered v'hanidochim and are pushed to the extremities, afilu im yesh behem chayas kedusha kol shehu, even if there be only a small amount of kedusha in them, ma'at mizir, a tiny amount, v'yuchlulu, and they will be included v'yisachdu and become one v'kedusha elyena in the supernal holiness, mekeir achayim v'hakedusha shebach tachtenim, which is the source of life and holiness in the lower worlds. Ach keitzad tia hamshocha v'hashpo mibachinah shehu l'mayla min hashtalshelus. However, how do you cause a influence which comes from a place which transcends the chain order? Al ze nemar, you do this by v'yosem l'cho shalom. Shalom, peace, who in his kashrus v'his chabru shnei hafochim, is through joining and fusing two opposites. U'kemeshikosev, as it says, eisa shalom bimreimov, that Hashem makes peace in the high places, Michoel Sar Shel Mayim, between the angels of water, of Michoel, etc. V'hainu, which means, how does he make peace? Alidei bitulam, through both of them becoming nullified, lebechina shehila maila maila mishneim, to a level which is much higher than both of them. Hamachaber es oisam kanoina, which joins them both together. V'hini omer razal, now Chazal said, Talmid Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam, that the sages increase peace in the world. Shenemar, as it says, V'chol Banayich Limudei Hashem, V'rav Shalom Banoyich. Dehainu, which means, Al Yidei Shehem Limudei Hashem, through being Limudei Hashem, now we have a parenthesis, U'Limudei Loshen Nifal, Dehainu Shiyehei HaLimud Limud HaLocha, Mipnei Shehi Dvar Hashem, Limudei means that they are learned literally. In other words, the effect of their learning is one that they understand that what they're learning is the Dvar Hashem, Bebechinas Bitul, and it's learned in a way of complete nullification. Shehem hamakablim halimud b'chol pame Hashem yizbarach, because when they learn, they realize that they are accepting what they are learning each time from Hashem. V'Hashem Yisborach u'melamdom, it's Hashem teaching it to them. K'meshekosav ani Hashem melamdach, as it says, I am Hashem, are teaching you. Close the parenthesis. U'dvar Hashem mamash zu halacha v'hamishna, and this word of Hashem, literally, the halacha and the mishnah, hihi hamadaberes b'fiim, is speaking in their mouths. U'k'meshekosav, as it says, u'dvarai Hashem samta b'ficha, my word which I'm placing in your mouth, va'osim devara beficha, and I'm placing my words in your mouth, through this Talmid, being a Talmid HaChamim, and Limudei Hashem, meaning that they mouth over the word of Hashem, they bring peace to the world, v'rav shalom, and great peace. Bebechinas b'riach ha'tichon, it's the middle bar, shemavriach min hakotze el hakotze, which goes from one end of the building to the other. K'mishkosev, as it says, ki keil deis havaya, the God is a God of knowledges, k'shekoilo beis deis, meaning that he includes two perspectives, shekashem shemilamayla lamata, just as the perspective is from above, kule kamei kolachoshiv, all is as naught before him, Kach milamata lamaila, so too the perspective from below, that everything is as naught. V'hainu alidei limada teira b'b'chinazu, which transpires through learning teira on such a level. Shalzeh ne'mar v'loi sechalalu chulu k'meshkos b'makam ache, which means there is nothing void of Hashem, which is the idea of a cholol, the idea of a vacuum. But rather, everything is filled with godliness. This is what Chazal say, that anyone who engages in Torah makes peace in the heavenly host and in the earthly host, both in the higher level of oneness and in the lower level of oneness. Because through the learning, one causes peace in both of those realms, because the perspective becomes equal in both realms. Because since they are Talmidei Chachamim who receive from Chachamah Bechinas Koyach Ma, which is the Koyach of Bittul, therefore that Bittul will result in peace. Meaning that he is the one that gives you this peace. So that you should be Talmidei Chachamim who increase peace in the world. Through the Dvar Hashem, the halacha which you are learning. And the Mishnah which is speaking in your mouths. And Chazal say, Kli hamachzik bracha liYisrael hu hasholem, that the greatest vessel which holds peace for the Yidden is, the greatest vessel which holds blessing for Yidden is peace. Shebechinas shalom zeu bechinas kli lekabel bracha elyona, because peace is a vessel to receive the supernal blessing, bechinas yisa Hashem panav, which is this blessing of Hashem lifting up his face. Shehu lemaila min ishtalshalus, that peace precipitates a blessing which is higher than the chain order. And therefore, yesh koch b'yad chachamim, the power is in the hands of the sages, lahatzlich levorach birchas amosin, to necessitate benching afilu b'pachas mikashir, sphere. Even if a person eats less than an amount with which they're satiated. Shemin ha-teira mipnei shehein, because the Chachamim have this ability that through their Torah, which is the Dvar Havaya, they have the ability to draw from a level of Yisa Hashem Panov, which is higher than Ishtaushalus, which is achieved through Shalom. And this is the meaning that I will place my name over the Bnei Yisrael, Shmi Nikra Aleim, that my name will be called over them, Be'esek Teirosam Ve'avidosam, when they learn and daven, Shatihiyena Be'bechines Limudei Hashem, that they should be on this level of Limudei Hashem. V'oz, and then V'ani Avarachem, I will bless them, Ani Oisius Ayin, Ani is the letters Ayin, Ki HaChochma Me'ayin Timotze, because Chochma comes from Ayin. Dahainu bebechinis Yisa Hashem Ponov, which means from that level which transcends Hishtaushalus. Shatiya habrocha milamaila lamata, that the blessing should be from above to below. Tosfas bracha, additional bracha, v'ribui hashpa, and a huge amount of influence milamaila lamaila hamei Hishtaushalus, from a place that far transcends the chain order. Zeu inyan bracha b'roish u'bracha b'seif, and that's the idea of having a bracha at the beginning of the end. Bracha b'roish, the bracha at the beginning, hi b'chines yivarechacha, that's yivarechacha shehi mimata lamaila. In other words, the beginning of the bracha yivarechacha Hashem is a bracha which comes from below. U'bracha b'seif, whereas the bracha at the end, v'ani avarechem lamaila lamata, that's the bracha that comes from above, that far transcends the Seder Hishtalshalus.